Therefore, it's not Osel Yerlam, and it could be Mavatlet. But what's going to be Yisroel, Shevi Avonim and Amakulis? Let's say it's a Jew that took these stones away from the Makulis, and the Jew went, and V'chifa ben Drochim v'satiyos, he went to pave roads and paths with them, Asurais. It remains awesome. That's the cloud we always had before, that a Jew cannot be Mavatl any Avodah Zarah. Because by Yisroel, there's always the Xerah, the Mabel first will pick it up and it'll become his. And once it becomes Avodah Mishal Yisroel, Ein Lo B'Tel Lo. See, even though a Jew now is not picking it up to keep it, he only means to Mavatl it, that's Xerah Midrabon. That a Jew can never be Mavatl Avodah Zarah. But our Kopon, over here it says though, when the Goy does this, it's Betela. You're allowed to enjoy the roads. So he answers back and says, V'les Nagar, V'loy Bar Nagar, Difrakenu. There's no like a carpenter, the son of a carpenter, that could answer me this Brisa. So Rashi, what he means to say really was Chacham ben Chacham. Like, I can't believe there will be any Talmud Chacham in the world that could answer me the question that I'm going to have. And we ourselves, we have the answer already. But what was bothering him was, Lekura, this Makulius, these stones. What takruvais le'avodah zarah, they serve the avodah zarah with it. So why does the Brisa say if the goyim use it now to make stones, it becomes mutar b'noah? We just learned takruvais never become mutar b'noah. But we're smarter than this, and we know the answer is that that's only where it's kain p'nim. If you do a zvicha, zrika, or akhtara, but here it's just I'm throwing stones, it's not kain p'nim, here it's yesh to b'tayla. But he didn't have this chiddush yet. Therefore, he said a strong lashon of, I don't believe anybody, even a naga, there's any naga, bar naga, that can answer me. Yeah. So Rosheshes answered back and said, Rosheshes, I know me, loy nagar, I'm not a carpenter. But loy bar nagar, I'm not the son of a carpenter, meaning I'm not a tamachochem myself, and I'm not the son of a tamachochem. And still, lo perikne lay, I can answer you. That my kush lay, what's the question? The Rav Gidol. What's the question? My kashrut of Gidul, the Inon came Penim Balecha. A simple terrace, like I said before. When is the Alocha that takruva savay de Zoro? That's only like a korban. If the goyim bring a korban, or they make a zrikas dam, or even yai netta, where they sprinkle the wine in front of it, where they do an avoid it to their avoid the Zoro, like a Jew does in the base of Migdash, that takruva, that serving, makes an issel yoylam, like a zivche mesim, it never becomes muta. But just throwing stones, which was not an avoid the Kane Penim, they did not do this avoid in the base of Mikdash, it does not become Masul Yerlam. Therefore, the Brisa says, very good, if the Goyim come and pave out roads with these stones, it's Mutar Bahano. Omer Rabbi Yosef Bar Abba, Ikloi Rabba Bar Yimel Yatsun. Again, Rabba Bar Yimel once came into our city. Rabba Bar Yimel. The Yosef, the Yaisim, Aslisim, Biyod. He came with another Brisa in his hand. That what? It says look like this. Masliyin or mezamim b'shvias. On Shemit itself, he allowed to like fix up the trees itself. So Rashi says, Masliyin means, Rashi's on top of the third line, the end of the third line, Noitlin toilas shevilin. If you find worms on the tree, that's going to eat up the tree and ruin the tree, so you allow to take out, kill those worms. Even on Shemit. That's called Masliyin. You can kill out the worms. Or mezamim, Rashi says, if the tree has a wound, that part of its outer bark is like hanging off already, so it may cause damage to the tree. We allowed to put some manure there, and you could tie it up for the sake that the tree should not die. Like this part of the bottom bark is open bare, so maybe a chayes will kill the tree. So you're allowed to fix it up then, put manure there and tie it up, that I should put a bandage on it, right? A little mercuricone with a bandage, and then it's okay. So like Domi, so Rashi says, God says, my cotton. So also, Zev with the karka, there we're talking about fertilizing the ground. That's called Avodah Shem, Sosh of Kerem, that for sure is also Midiraisa. That's no heta on Cholamoyd or on Ashrius. But here the Brisa says, you're allowed to just keep the tree alive. Like you see a tree dying, there are worms there eating it up, or there's a hole there in the tree that the wind may come and kill it, so you're allowed to heal it, you're allowed to save it. That's mutar even on Shvius. So that was the lochia maslian or mezamin, heal up the wound on Shvius. But v'yein maslian or mezamin b'mayid, but on cholamayid it's awesome. And that's going to be the question, why? Why should cholamayid be Muhammad than Shvius? How come on Chol HaMoed, even though you're doing it in the Chutz of Davar Avod, you're trying to save the tree, still we say it's Asa. You can't kill the worm. Shvi'is in the seventh year. No, Shvi'is means Shemitah. Seventh year Shemitah. Not to work on the ground. Not to work on the trees. Even though you're not to work, it means you can't do things to make it grow better. But that shouldn't die, you're allowed to. Like to water a little bit, that it shouldn't die, to keep it alive, that you're allowed to.
There's a difference.
Shvi'is,
you have to wait.
Shvi'is speaks out, Marik Goyin Shein Ovid. We're not talking about it's going to die now, it's going to be lost if you wait till after Moed. Because if it's going to die by the time after Chol HaMoed, Pshit, it's mutter to take care of it on Chol HaMoed. So talking about now, it's not a dove rub, like you're saying. You could wait till after Chol HaMoed. Therefore, we tell you to wait, therefore, it's lost on Chol HaMoed. That's one part of the braisa. Now, now kan v'kan, both on Shvi'is and on Chol HaMoed, ein megazmin, you cannot be megazmin. Rashi says that means you can't just cut off some branches in order to make new branches grow. Again, that's just fixing up the tree to make it grow better. That's also. Whether on Shvi'is or on Chol HaMoed, you can't be megazmin, pull off old branches to make the new ones grow. But v'sochin shemin leguzim, you allowed to though shmir oil on the place where branch came off already. So Rashi says again, kadesh lo yamas, that son of the tree should not die. Like a branch fell off the tree, and there's a wound there. So you allowed to put oil there, rub it off, rub down the tree, so it should not die. This mutter bein b'moed bein b'shvi'is. Now he had a question. This brisa again, v'les naga v'loy ba naga nifrakinu. There's no like big talmud chacham that can answer me. This brisa, I have a steer in the brisa. So Amr Ravina said back, what's bothering you? You should know. I know me loy naga. I know I'm not a carpenter. It means I'm not a talmud chacham myself. I don't know. Yes, Ravina answered and said, I know loy nagrano, v'loy ba nagrano, I'm not the son of a Talmud Chacham. I'm a farkino, and I can give you an answer. Michael Kashle, what's bothering you over here? Let's see, what's bothering this brisa? Elaine, if you want to tell me moyed ashriyas, the first question. The first part of the brisa says, masliyinu mizamu, you like to kill out the worms, or heal a wound on shriyas, but not on chol HaMoed. That was bothering you, why? So, that was bothering you. What's the big question? Me dummy. Shvi'is melachas rachmona. The Torah said on Shvi'is you can't do a melachas on karka or a melacha in the tree of making the tree grow better. But just tircha shari. There's no risk of tircha on Shvi'is. In other words, if you're doing a melacha that's making the tree grow better, that's awesome. Here you're doing work that just keeps the tree alive, that's not also. There's no issur melacha, so you're allowed to do it. But moed and chol HaMoed, Rabban Mumu Machmer, that afilo tirch nami also. On chol HaMoed, the thing that's not tzarech yomtiv, if it's not tzarech HaMoed, even tirch is also. Just like on Shabbos, there's an issur tirch, just to do body yourself, it's also. The guy wants to move around his house and not the tzarech HaMoed, it's also the matriach yourself, to body yourself on Chol HaMoed. He's supposed to rest on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, things that you're allowed to do, you're allowed to. But it's not the tzarech HaMoed, like Faith says here, it's not a dover of it. It would not die out. You can wait till after Chol HaMoed to do it. So therefore, it's a tircha, that's why it's also to kill out the worms or to heal this wound on Chol HaMoed. That's not a question. The yellow, what should be bothering you like this? The Elizium Agizim Kokash. Now the question, why do you say Zium is mutter? What Zium again is healing the wound. If you have a cut on the tree, you want to tie it up, that's mutter. Agizim, but Gizim cutting off branches to make the tree grow better, that's also. Maybe that was bothering you. What's the difference? Maishna Zium Deshari, to heal the tree it's mutter, or Maishna Gizim to cut off the branches to make it grow better, the also. So what, again, me dumb, what kind of question is that? What kind of question? Ziyom hook me ilana vishari. Ziyom means there's a cut, there's a wound in the tree. And you want to go now, put manure there and tie it up. That stays in the tree, it shouldn't die. That you'll have to do on Shemitah. But gizom to cut off the old branches. That's only for the purposes of ruye ilani. You only want to make the tree grow better. You want to keep it healthy now, that the tree should grow better. It's not going to die. It just has a lot of old branches there.
You want to now cut off the old branches, that new branches should grow. That's called evru yilani, to make the tree stronger, and that's also to do on Shemitah. So again, there's no question. Rice is very good. The yellow, maybe like this yet was bothering you. The yellow ziyom azim kukashle. There's a question about healing the tree itself as a mutta. So Tony, the first part of the Brisa says, Masliyin umizamim b'shriyas. Yes, you're allowed to kill out the worms of a tree on Shemitah, and you're also allowed to heal up a wound there. If there's a cut in the bark on the tree, you're allowed to tie it up on Shemitah. Or a minu, I have a question. The Mishnah in Shriyas that says, Mizamin hasanatiyas. You're allowed to heal up these natiyas, these young growths on Shemitah. For Korchan Oisai, you could tie them up. The Kaitman Oisai, V'yaisim v'em batim. You're allowed to round it, like make batim, like protect it. Rashi says, V'yaisim batim means gather, to make a little fence. Amma goiva, one amma tall, around it, and fill it up with dirt, so that like you're protected. Or mashkin, so you can water it. Ad Rosh Hashanah. Until Rosh Hashanah, on Erev Shviyas, you're allowed to do this up until Rosh Hashanah, of Shemitah. Tzedik is ad Rosh Hashanin, v'shviyas loin. All this, it says mezamin, that you could heal up the tree, it's only mutah, up until Shemitah, up until Rosh Hashanah. But Mashma, once it becomes Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah, that it's also. And we said before in our Bryce, said that no, mezamin, even on Shemitah itself, that's the stira. So Rosh says no.
Surely.
No, Rashi thinks out, because there is a din of Tais v'shriyas, that 30 days before, you're supposed to stop working on the ground itself. The Chiddush is, these things, since it's a tzorech, the Rabbanan said it's okay. Now, the dilemma, maybe the answer is, could Rav Ukva bar Choma? Yom Rav Ukva bar Choma, Trei Kishkushi Hevi. Just like the Mishnah over there talks about Kishkushi, he says there are two different types of Kishkushi. Rashi says, Chafir Retachat Veitim. If you want to dig and irrigate, like underneath the olive tree, there are two different ways of irrigation there, of digging holes under the tree. Chad, one way is, li'avur yilani, that you want to just make the tree grow better, and then it's also, you're not allowed to work on the ground or on trees on Shemitah to make it grow better. But the chad, l'stumei pili, one is that there are holes there. Rashi says, in this gala shor shilon, means the roots of the trees become uncovered. So if the roots remain uncovered, the tree will die. So if you see roots on top of the ground, then you're allowed to go and cover it up. Because that is the Summa Pila Bishari. That's just to keep the tree alive. It shouldn't die. That's Mutter on Shemitah. So I'll tell you, you see the two types of Kishkushay. Talking on here also, I'll tell you. Shrei Zimume Heve. There are two different types of Ziyamu, of fixing up a wound on the tree. Chadli Yukmilane Bishari. Our Bryce talking about where there's a cut on the tree, and if you do not tie it up and heal it now, the tree may die. So this is mutter to take care of on Shemitah. But the chal lehu yilani. Here the Bryce, the other Bryce talking about where the tree won't die. You just want to make it grow better. You want to mezamim to take care of it, but I should like fertilize it to grow better. So that's also, that's only mutter up until Rosh Hashanah. But once it becomes Rosh Hashanah on Shemitah, it's also. Yeah. So there's no stira. V'yela, what should be bothering you? Sicha, sicha, kakashile. Tiktani, you're telling me over here now, Brysa, sochin, shaman, ligzon, ben, demoy, ben, mishviyat. You're allowed to take oil and rub it on the tree where there was a wound there, both on Shemit and on Cholomoyed. For a minute, I have a question. There's a Mishnah in Shviyat that says, sochin, esapogim. You're allowed to rub down, pagim, that's the small grapes. Or menatfin, or mefat minoyson, ad Rosh Hashanah. What? Rashi's pag, Rashi's pagi tainim, right? Right. Tina. Right. Fig. Right. Fig. Fig. Right. Start the noyson b'shemen, kishen chotim. They start to blossom. You let us smear them with oil. Today shear smear. They should be fat. For fat minoyson means lemalenes and akovim shemen. If you find a hole in the fig, you let us fill it up with oil. Yeah, Rashi says that the pre-atma shagodom yad only grew a little bit. So you're allowed to do this on Shemitah. It says, talking as a pagam and atma nefatu noison. No, ad Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to put oil around the figs only up until Rosh Hashanah. So the yiki is ad Rosh Hashanin, up until Shemitah's mutter. But the Shemitah's loy on Shemitah, on Shemitah's self, it's also. And before we learned that on Shemitah itself, you allowed to rub oil on the tree. Maybe this is the Spira. Here, rubbing oil is only Mutter before Shemitah, not on Shemitah. Once again, also, Midonot was one after the other. Horko uk miloni bishori. We're talking about now the tree has the womb, has a cut. If you don't take care of this cut, the tree may die. Therefore, it's sachinoi soy, to keep it alive. But also, betume peribiyosa. There you have figs that are going to grow anyway. Just you want to make them fatter. You want to put oil into the fig, that should become a big fat fig. So that's also to do on Shemitah. That you can't work on Shemitah. It's only before Shemitah, not on Shemitah. Oh, malay rab sama bray du av ashu ravina. Ba yimya, sicha de moyid, aziyim de moyid. This was bothering me. That sicha and moyid is mutta. Chola, moyid is said, to not to take oil and smear it on the tree to keep it alive. But ziyim, that's where it has a womb. We want to tie up the tree. That's also in Chol HaMoed. That's what's bothering me. Why? Michti. Hayukme vayukme. Both cases is to keep the tree alive. Like without this, the tree may die. True, it's not going to die in Chol HaMoed, but your purpose is to keep it alive. So, Maishnaho de Shori, how come you let her smear it with oil? Or Maishnahai de Yosser, that it has a cut there. You're not going to put manure there and tie it around. Amor Yudra, Amor Rav, Averes Yechavim. No. That's the time of the was bothering him. This is a question. This is a good question. What should be the difference? Why on Chol HaMoed, Sichur is Mutta? And the reason is because it's Mukme Ilona, to keep the tree alive. And so, why is Ziyam Asa? Or maybe the answer is this is the bigger Tircha. One's not such a big Tircha, one's the bigger Tircha. But that's a good question. That was bothering. On this, he did not have an answer. This is a good question.
We're talking about saving the tree.
No, you're right. But like I said, it's not a dog rubber. It won't die. You could take care of it after Chol HaMoed. So therefore, Sicha is not such a big Tircha, it's Mutta. But Ziyam, which is a bigger Tircha, that's us. How many of you done a rat? Avod is Kichavim, Shoiv, Dinoisan, Bemakil. Let's say Goyim worship the Avodah Zorah with a stick. They put a stick in front of the Avodah Zorah. Just like by Makulius, they used to put stone there. Let's say the mimic was they would take a stick and put the stick in front of the idol. So now, Shover Makabe Funel. What's going to be if a Goy takes a stick, or even a Jew takes it, and breaks the stick in front of the Avodah Zorah? Chayis, Shno, he's Chayis Misa for this. That's called Derech Avodah. Just like there's a Zerika, we'll soon see in the Beis HaMikdash, that when you sprinkle the dam sprinkles all over. If you take a stick and you break it, it breaks all over. Zorak makaros nechata. If you just take a stick and just throw it there, you'll be potter. So I'm going to buy the rubber maestro. What's the difference? So shova devilay kain zvicha. If you break the stick, that's a little different. Then it's like zvicha. It's like you shechted the animal. So just that there's not void in the similar base midrash of shechting, cutting off the head. The same thing, you take a stick now and break the stick, that's also called worshipping Kain Kanim. But Zorak, for the more so, Zorak, remember, they just throw the stick in front of the Avodah Zorah. Also, Heve Kain Zrika. It's like they did an Avodah Zrika in the Beis HaMikdash. They took Glam, Dam, and made a Zrika. Or Malay, no. Then in Zrika, Mishtaberes Faleka. When you take blood and sprinkle blood, it sprinkles all over. It doesn't just stay in one piece. It sprinkles all over. So you take a stick and throw a stick, if it's light down, it has to break. If the stick doesn't break, you just throw the stick and stays in one piece, that's not Kain Kanim, therefore you're perfect. Therefore you're not Chayv Nisim.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Nun Amud Beis, around 5-6 lines down from the bottom. Again, the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, that avoiders kichovim shoyv de moysam b'makil, a type of an avoider zora that the goyim worship it with a stick, which Rashi says that means they take the stick and they shake it in front of the avoider zora, and now somebody comes and takes the stick and shovar makil b'funeo, they don't just shake it, but instead they go and break the stick. They break the stick in front of the avoider zora. Sechayiv Rav is mechadish that this person sechayiv misa is considered you're worshiping the avoider zora. What's going to be Zorak Makav Afanem? You just throw the stick in front of the Avodah Zorah, then Potter, then you Potter. For that you're not Chayv Misa, since it's not Derech to worship it this way, you Potter.
The normal manner for them to worship, the normal manner is just to shake it, and he went and broke it, still is Chayv. Zorak Makav Afanem, if he takes the stick and throws it in front of the Avodah Zorah, then Potter, he's Potter from Misa. The question is why?
It's not a derech to be over this way. So we'll to the Yisrael. Omalei Abayi Rav, Abayi says to Rav, Mai Shinor Shavu, why do you say if a guy comes and breaks the stick in front of the Avodah Zarah, that is Chayiv? L'chur, this is not the derech Avodah. The derech, the way the goyim worship is, they take the stick and they just shake it in front of the Avodah Zarah. So why do you say if somebody takes it and breaks it, is he Chayiv? You have to tell me, Tehevelei Kein Zvicha. It's like a Zvicha. And the Klal is like this. There are two psukim we'll have later. If you worship Avodah Zarah the normal manner, the way the goyim worship it, however manner they do it, you Chayiv Misa. There's another chiddush, if you worship the Avodah Zarah, not the derech they're doing, but any way that's done inside the Mizbeach, like a shchita, or a zrika, or a haktara, if you do these three types of Avodah, you're chayiv misa. So you're telling me now, if you take this stick, and you break it in front of the Avodah Zarah, the reason why you're chayiv is not because that's the derech, but breaking is called like a zvicha. Just like by zvicha, you shecht off the head, you chop off the head, so by the stick also, by breaking the stick, that's called kein zvicha, which is a chiddush. Even though zvicha really is only a shechita, you're shechting off the head of the animal. But here, since they worship the Avodah Zarah with this stick, so the stick is like a carbon. So if you take this stick down, you break the stick, that's like making a shechita on the stick. It's like a zvicha shechting the stick, that's why you chayiv. So that's the reason why if you break the stick, you chayiv. And the same thing, Zorak and Ami. Hevelei Kein Zrika. So if you take the stick and you throw it in front of the Avodah Zarah, you should also be Chayiv. Because in the Mizbeach, you used to make a Zrika Sadam. You would take blood and sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. So a Zrika is also called an Avodah Kein Penim. So why do you say you potter if you throw the stick in front of the Avodah Zarah? It's more inches. Or Malay, Ve'ino Zrika Mishtaberes Foleka. It has to be like it's done in the Mizbeach, meaning if you take blood and sprinkle it, it spritzes all over. It doesn't end up in one spot. It's Mishtaberes, it breaks. Therefore, if you take this stick and throw this stick and it stays one piece, that's not Daimat Zrika, what was done in the Mizbeach. So therefore, you're doing an action now that's not the normal action of being over the Avodah Zarah, because normally they only shake it, they do not throw it. And you're doing something now that's not like it was done Kain Penim. It was not done this action in the Mizbeach. Therefore, you're potter. That's the difference. Eisvei, I have a question on you. It says, so fast lot soya. Rashi learned the Talmud by the Baal Kor that the Goyim took and they fed the Avodah Zarah, the idol, with soya, with waste. Or else they had that bowl of urine and they spilled it in the mouth of the Avodah Zarah the way it should be. They just spilled it there. So it says, Lachris Chayiv.